Can I begin by asking you both to introduce yourselves?
Okay, so my name is Sister Margaret Daly and I am Head of Heritage and Spirituality, and I also work with programmes here at Mercy International Association.
I'm Carla. I'm the Digital Preservation Archivist for Mercy International Centre, and I work alongside Margaret, primarily focusing on Preservica.
So when we refer to Mercy Heritage, what are we actually talking about in Mercy International Association?
Okay, so for me, Mercy Heritage is about remembering and honouring what has gone before us, and that's to nourish what's in us so that we're inspired to go forward in mission. Is there's a connection between heritage and mission for me.
What is currently available from the Mercy Archive, both online and in Mercy International Centre?
So for me, I look at the Mercy International Centre, and what we have a great treasure of artefacts. We have a collection of Catherine McCoy's letters, her writings, documents referring to the First House of Mercy. There are also letters written by the early foundresses, and central to our archival treasures are the illuminated works of Sister Claire Augusta Moore and Sister Cecilia Marmion. And we have some lovely artefacts on loan from different places. Catherine McCoy's ring, her cincture. We have the cross that she held when she was dying. So many things that are worth preserving and holding on to.
And with this first launch, we're also marking the 200th anniversary of the Deed of Agreement on the plans for Catherine's House of Mercy. So we'll be launching the Deed of Agreement and the house plans online, as well as register entries and letters of people associated with the foundations, namely Catherine McCauley, Marianne Doyle and Catherine Byrne.
This whole project was obviously stemmed from a desire to further preserve and then make available more of the Mercy heritage to the wider Mercy world.
Yeah, that's right. And I know that a lot of the letters, the manuscripts, the artwork, they were digitalised in 2012, and there was Excel sheets and there was metadata entered into those. And then with Join Preservica, that stepped up a huge notch. And Carla has been very involved in adding all the data, the metadata makes it easy for someone to search. So you know it's quite. I can imagine it's quite laborious work, you know, that you can't just say, oh, it's this or it's that. You have to really say, stop and think, how am I describing this piece? Take, for example, a letter of Catherine McCauley's. What is she talking about? What are the themes here? What do I need to put in so that people are searching for something like leadership, or people are searching for difficulties? How does she deal with difficulties? Her sense of humour. So that's the kind of the themes and the different tangents that Carla would look for in the letters. And then they need to be entered into the back face, if you like, of Preservica, so that when people go to the website and into the Preservica, through the Preservica link, that they can say, okay, I might be looking for something to do with this particular topic. And hopefully by putting in the search engine, it will bring them to what they're looking for. Or they might know that it mightn't be up currently, but I know who I can contact to look for it. So it's been a process, and it's been an exciting process, and I've no doubt that it'll keep beginning to grow. You know, as we said, you know, that we have to manage it, because you don't want to overload a system. There's nothing worse, I think, than going into a shop that has so much stuff out that you don't see anything. So in terms of this time for us, with anniversaries coming up, it just seems to be a lovely way to curate the collection.
What exactly is Preservica?
So Preservica is an online space where digital archives can be stored and arranged. It's essentially an online tool to store, preserve and make available archival material. It's used by archives and companies for records management purposes all around the world. NASA uses them, the European Commission uses it, and places like smaller collections like the Gladstone Library.
We're in good company, so if NASA trusts it, I think that's good to know. In practical terms, though, how is access to all of the wonderful stuff that's in the Mercy Archive? How is that going to work?
Well, as I said, Preserc is a website. So what we do is we rent, for the better word, space on that website. So what we have is we have a Mercy Heritage portal, and that portal is accessed through a link. And our plan is to have that link accessible through our website, mercyworld.org. And within the website, there is a section devoted to heritage and spirituality. So it will lie within the heritage area. And because the collection is so large, we have plans by in how we launch it all, and we're curating it, as Carla said, fitting with the themes that are arising naturally over the next couple of years.
Like, I know people probably even before Preservica was there, people have been coming looking for different things from Mercy Heritage, but what other things are you going to be making available on top of like what's already always on, I suppose, as a request for people?
So in the coming weeks and months, we'll be sharing snippets of the treasures that we have in the archive here, and also, like Margaret said, highlighting some anniversaries as well. Things we'll be sharing is more of Catherine's letters from early foundresses, and also the illuminated works of Sister Claire Augustine Moore and Sister Cecilia Marmion.
And what exactly are, you've mentioned the illuminated works, what exactly are they made up of?
They are, as Carla said, they're the first register of the Sisters of Mercy, and then there's a second register. And, you know, they've, when you talk about the Book of Kells, really some of her work is on a par. And then we have, the detail in them is just spectacular, and they need to be seen to be believed. And we, in our heritage room in the Mission of Mercy, Catherine McCauley in the Mission of Mercy, we have some of those books on show so that people can come in and see the beautiful work and see the detail and the expertise in her and her artistry, both in her calligraphy and in her drawing. Then there's another book that's a particular favourite of mine called The Book of Flowers, whereby there are prayers, but around bordering the pages are those most amazing drawings and paintings of flowers that you could almost feel the softness of the petal on them. It's just extraordinary and exquisite. And like everything else, you know, these need to be managed well and minded. And we are very happy to have them available for people to look at. And obviously the other thing is that that big word called, sorry, the letter C, called copyright, that they are copyrighted to Mercy International Association. And we generally, if people want to use it, they write to us, write to me at heritage@mercyinternational.ie. And more often than not, once it's not for business purposes, that's for Mercy mission and ministry, we give permission for people to use it. And all that will be available, that information will be available on the page, the portal in Preservica as well. So there's a lot to be considered and a lot to unfold as time goes over. But the main thing that we would like to tell you today is that we are launching our page of Preservica on Foundation Day, the 12th of December this year. And it's worth remembering that 200 years ago in December, Catherine McCauley's name was put on the deed of agreement for this house, and the plans were signed off on. So I think it's a very auspicious time that we are making all the information, all the, you know, we're giving a sample of information and all the artifacts and heritage that we have at this time.
What is the value that you would put on like you mentioned that some of the works are like very much as good as some of the stuff in the Book of Kells, but what value would you put on the Mercy archive or the heritage?
Not being an archivist in the purest sense, or not being an art major, I don't know. But I would think that for Mercy sisters and the Mercy congregation, it's priceless. There is no value, no monetary value that you can put on it for me. Yeah.
Archives are obviously fascinating. Can I ask both of you, what is the favourite artefact? Physical artefact or letter or visual? I know you've touched on some of your favourite pieces, but is there anything that either surprised you or is something that you were really tickled by maybe when you came across it? So I know that the thinking caps are on. Yeah? Do you want to go first, Carla? Yeah.
So I love all of the items, obviously, but my favourite item would have to be the little office book that Claire Augustine Moore illuminated, because it's incredibly intricate work all along the sides of the images, but she also within the text has little hidden animals as well. So everywhere, you'd see it in the Book of Kells as well, everywhere where a sentence ends and there's some space on the line, she'd insert a little drawing of like a sleeping dog or like two mice playing. And I have so much joy just finding these little animals all throughout the manuscripts. It's beautiful.
And what about yourself, Margaret?
In terms of Claire Gustin's work, for me, it's the Book of Flowers. I just feel as I'm walking through a flower shop. In terms of physical artefacts, it has to be the keys. For me, it speaks so much of the way Catherine does leadership or did leadership. They were the keys that opened the door the very, very first day, you know, in 1827. And the person who put the keys in the door was Mary Ann Doyle, Catherine's right-hand woman. And Catherine herself couldn't be there, but it was just so indicative of her style of leadership that she, it was about mission. It wasn't about the fact that she had put her money into this, that she had planned, that she had a vision, that she'd striven to get this building built. It was like that the mission is necessary, and if you're willing to start it, off you go. And I just love that generosity of spirit.